She's psychic to the stars. Psychic Susanna.
We say good morning to the psychic Susanna. Black Friday and Thanksgiving Eve shopper extraordinaire. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning. You couldn't believe what all I bought.
Did you have to choke slam anybody's grandmother to get to a Nintendo Switch or anything like that?
No, I didn't want the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. What'd you get? What are you most proud of on your Black Friday shopping? Yes.
Except you told me that that Alexa, that the government listens to you on Alexa.
Yes. These are the texts I have with Psychic Susanna outside of the radio station. Yes. She says, do Amazon smart speakers spy on you through the government? I said, doesn't everything? Of course they do. But yeah, continue.
Well, I bought one. Now my son won't accept it.
He doesn't want it.
Oh.
Because he doesn't want to be spied on.
He's being spied on. This is what I'm trying to explain to everybody. It doesn't matter if you have the smart speaker. Of course it's spying on you. So's everything else. I saw some story today that if your credit card company has not already been selling your data and your spending habits, they're going to start. So, I mean, it's everybody knows everything. So you just have to accept it and move on, right?
Well, I'm worried about what he thinks he might do that would be get him in trouble.
I know. What is he up to? These are the questions I have when someone is so suspicious. Why is he being so shady about this, right?
This is exactly right.
Right. So, well, good. You got some good deals, so that's good. We got some people lined up to talk to you. If you would like to talk to Psychic Susanna, you can always hit her up at mediapsychic.com, and she'll do a free question for you. But right now, Danielle gets the whole field. So, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
All right, Danielle, you're on with Psychic Susanna, so just say, hi, I'm Danielle, and then let her know how old you are, and she will take it from there. Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. I'm 27.
Hello, Danielle. Danielle, first of all, are you aware how intuitive you are? Like, you really can tell when people are lying to you? Have you ever thought of trusting it?
Yeah.
Needless to say, I need you to start trusting it. There's going to be someone from your past with the exact same BS wanting you to believe it again. You need to say, my intuition says you're an idiot, and walk away.
Okay.
You don't walk away from them. I need you to do that a little bit.
Walk away faster, yeah.
Also, someone around you is doing some illegal activity. Again, walk away from them. You don't need to have proof to walk away. You walk away when your intuition tells you to. I do want you to know, after your children are born, you're going to create your own business. A little sneaky business from the house. You're a self-starter, so you're going to do well in life. There is also going to be someone who's going to promise you money if you help. If you're dumb enough to believe that, I do sell a bridge in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Damn cheap.
It's over the swamps. It's good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a great holiday season. Keep on guard with all of the peeps. You never know what's going on. We say good morning now to Mackenzie. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi.
All right, same thing. You're on with Psychic Susanna, so just say, hi, I'm Mackenzie. Let her know how old you are, and she will take it away. Mackenzie.
Okay, hi, I'm Mackenzie, and I am 22.
Hi, Mackenzie. Hi. Mackenzie, you're not married, are you?
You're not married. Are you married?
No.
And are you living with someone?
Yeah.
Why?
Did you say why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is my boyfriend and the father of my twins.
So there is that.
Okay. Okay. Is he a good role model to your twins?
Yes.
Okay. Then that is a darn good reason. Okay?
Yeah.
Darn good reason. There's no doubt in my mind he does love you. But he will only do what he thinks he has to do. He's pretty darn lazy. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. He's good at covering his lazy tricks. Yes. I've learned over the years. That's what I do.
Yeah. So just I want you to know that he does love you. By the way, the children chose you both as parents. This is a divine plan. And you're a darn good mother, by the way. There will be another pregnancy. So if you don't want to be pregnant, no more booty. Okay.
I did not want another baby.
We have twins. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, yeah. I have a 3-year-old, too. So I'm like, no.
Stop with the booty, then. That's what Susanna says. It's real simple.
That's all you have to do, honey.
Yep.
By the way, you're going to live in love in a wooded area.
Wooded area. Okay.
Right now, there seems to be some plumbing problems where you are.
Okay.
You go get Drano and a plunger. You'll be fine.
You got three kids under the age of three, that's why.
What is your dog's name?
What is your dog? Did you say dog or daughter?
Dog.
What is your dog's name?
I have a dog. His name is Bruno.
Bruno.
He doesn't know he's not a baby. You've got issues. Your dog feels like he's another baby.
Yeah, they get that way.
Take care of. You've got issues there.
He's like 14.
He thinks he's people, though.
Yeah.
All right, just between you and me, I am going to say financial improvement 2 times this coming year.
Just
don't forget our 10%. Better yet, buy your kids a gift from us.
Yes, we like that. I was going to say, or Giving Tuesday, a little something like that. That works out well. Good luck with everything, Mackenzie. Appreciate you calling in. Susanna, do you have anything for Monica, Antoine, or myself?
Zach, have you been thinking about your shoes a little bit too much?
Well, I was thinking about how I want new ones.
Mm.
Yeah, you're getting them.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Thank you, Santa.
Like, you're not going to get them. Of course you're getting them.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting them, yeah. I'll make sure. If Santa ain't going to make them, I'll call one of those elves directly. And like, yo, you
get your shoes.
Do you know any? Are any of your cousins those shoemaking elves, the one for the shoemaker guy? Yes, I'm getting shoes.
Okay. But you're thinking about it way too much when I pick up on it. I mean, really.
Okay.
I mean,
I'd like to get the right pair. I want a good deal.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Monica, just between you and me, some paperwork that is going to frustrate the heck out of you that will mean nothing in the long run.
Okay. I guess that's good news, but then you get to deal with all the paperwork that means nothing in the long run, so there's that. Yeah. But in the end, it's good.
And Antoine?
Yes, ma'am.
A dead plant. Are you killing plants?
No.
What's going on there?
A
dead plant needs your attention.
He's killing plants.
No, I do have some flowers that I was actually looking at recently, wondering if they were about to.
It starts
move
with
on.
Flowers, and then he's like, "I'm not sure if they're going to move on. Let me pop their heads off and see what happens." Oh my God! Gotta watch out for this guy. MediaPsychic.com. You want to talk to Psychic Susanna? MediaPsychic.com. Should do one free question. Just put K92 in the subject heading. You're good to go. Have a lovely week, Susanna. We'll talk to you next week.
Live long and prosper. Bye bye.